From London to Hollywood and even Santa Barbara.
Hello, peasants.
It's the Royal Report with Gary Bryan and Lisa Stanley.
Hello, Governor.
Oh, yay.
Oh, boy. Prince Harry, Meghan Markle, and Prince Andrew are getting medals. That's right, medals from the Queen.
Whose decision was that?
Yours.
Oh, it's a good one.
Jubilee medals in honor of her milestone 70 years on the throne. Every time I say that, it just shocks me.
70 years.
Yes, 70 years.
Yes.
According to the palace, the Queen will award the special Platinum Jubilee medals next month. And even though Harry, Meghan, and Andrew are no longer working royals, they will still get the medals along with members of the armed forces, police, fire, emergency.
Ew. Everyone line up. You get a medal. You get a medal. You get a medal.
She's also going to give medals to prison services as well as members of the royal household.
Well, if everyone gets it, it's not special, is it?
Yeah. Well, those people are special, and that's why they're getting it.
I got them from Hamaka Schlemmer. You know Hamaka.
Yeah, I know Schlemmer, not Hamaka.
Oh, yes, a large Schlemmer.
The Queen will also award the medals to her family members, and even though people are not keen on Harry, Meghan, and Andrew.
Yeah, they're not.
No, but they're still family members,
Andrew's
Charles.
Andrew's a little stinker.
Yeah, speaking of Andrew.
Andrew, oh, he deleted his Twitter account. People were coming after him, Lisa.
I'm sure they were, and that's not going to be the last time they come after him.
Send him a letter to Servants' Quarters, Buckingham Palace.
He's not living in the Servants' Quarters.
No, not that you know.
Although he is down to one residence now. He had to sell the poor thing, his Swiss Alps, for $23 million, that little chateau he had.
Oh, yes. Well, he has an efficiency apartment in mid-London.
Yes, he does have an apartment, but it's not efficiency.
With a fold-down bed that goes into the wall.
No, it's not one of those. But I will tell you what he has on his bed. According to a member of the royal security team who called him out on, I guess you just say he's got OCD along with all the other problems he has.
He's a little baby.
Well,
he's a brat.
He's got a lot of stuffed toys put on his bed, and if they're not in the right order, oh dear.
It had about 50 or 60 stuffed toys positioned on the bed. And basically, there was a card the inspector showed us in a drawer, and it's a picture of these bears all in situ on the bed. And the reason for the laminated picture was that if those bears weren't put back in the right order by the maids, he would shout and scream and become verbally abusive.
All right, that's taking a little too far, don't you think?
He's a little infantile,
what? Come on.
I don't mind him sucking his thumb.
I do
understand. But when he tries to suck other people's thumbs, that's where we have to draw the line.
I do understand the OCD part of having him back in each position where they belong.
Oh, you're infantile as well.
All right, the Queen, back to you and paying for the medals. Guess what? You're paying for those medals from your private bank account.
Never!
Yes, you are.
How dare you?
How dare you?
How dare you?
And that, I guess, is why you feel like you can award them to whomever you want.
How dare you?
On another note, Charles, listen to this.
Oh, yes, I'm listening.
The palace.
I'm sorry, let me get my left ear out. Now I can hear everything. Go ahead.
Good.
You're on the wireless, aren't you?
Yes, I'm on the wireless. Yes.
Go ahead.
The palace is waiting to see if your son, Prince Harry, and his lovely wife, Meghan Markle, your daughter-in-law.
Oh, her.
The two babies, your grandchildren, Lilibet and Archie.
Archie, yes, yeah.
They're waiting to find out if they will attend Prince Philip's service of Thanksgiving, which will be this spring. See, it'll be before the Jubilee.
Oh, you mean they celebrate me being dead before they celebrate her being alive?
Yes!
That works for me.
Oh, man, how nice, man. Nobody remembers me anymore.
Oh, yeah, they do, Elvis.
Charlie Watts.
Oh.
Charlie Watts. He's over there with Keith Moon playing drums. Charlie, you remember Elvis, don't you? This is Elvis.
Oh, man, Charlie's just ignoring me, man.
Busy up in heaven today.
Yeah, it sure is. It's getting busier by the day. I don't like it. Mm. Anyway, it all depends if Harry and Meghan and the kids will come on security. As you know, I told you this yesterday, he's been petitioning the High Court for them to provide security. And by the way, he has offered to pay for the security. So I don't understand.
That Netflix money is going.
Yeah, and Spotify and everything else he has. I want to understand why it is such a problem that he can't just provide his own security and pay for it.
I think
somebody from the palace has to tell me.
They just won't allow him to have the official security services.
Why?
We don't have to explain anything to you. You're simply a baroness of Sealand. You're not even a baroness in the UK.
No, but the baroness, but Sealand's right next to the UK.
Oh, I thought you said she was bare-ass in Sealand.
Well, I might be next time I go.
Well, that would be impressive, wouldn't it, Father?
Either way.
You're an idiot, John.
Either way, I really want to know why he can't pay for his own security. This is very troublesome to me. And I don't blame him for not going if he doesn't have any.
You have, you've heard that they have suspended the mask regulations in Britain.
Is that why he can't pay for his own security?
This morning, the Cabinet concluded that because of the extraordinary booster campaign, together with the way the public have responded to the Plan B measures, we can return to Plan A in England and allow Plan B regulations to expire.
Yeah.
As a result, from the start of Thursday next week, mandatory certification will end. Organisations can, of course, choose to use the NHS COVID pass voluntarily, but we will end the compulsory use of COVID status certificates.
Shut
up.
Thanks a lot, Boris. Boris, who didn't care about it when Plan A was still happening, he had a big old party.
He's letting everyone do what he does, which seems only fair.
He's partying it up, exactly.
Now that we don't have to put a mask over our face.
Well, he could use one. Have you taken a look at him?
It's a mummy won't look at me anymore.
And he needs a hairdresser, too, while he's at it, Boris.
Who is this cheeky little baroness? Even naked, I wouldn't look at him.
Oh, yes, you would. All right, 8:15 with your entertainment.
Oh, Philip, you lusty little thing, you. Love you, my darling. Gordon is alive.
Oh, yeah, that Gordon is very alive. I know, and you're 69. I know all about it.
Okay? Gordon's alive.
Oh, that was a very good year.
Yeah, I know all about
69.
It.
You've been listening to the unofficial Royal Report.
Let them eat cake.